Any birthdays this past week?
You've got a birthday?
You got a birthday?
Maybe Jane Dennis arrived on Wednesday night. We have a new granddaughter.
Wonderful. Excellent. So do you want to take something on behalf?
Granddad's in the fairing here, so.
I thought she said Matthew Jean. I think she's called Murphy Jean.
Oh, there is a difference.
Yes,
absolutely. Well, congratulations. Wonderful. Any other birthdays?
Steve came back from camp with a couple of new birthdays that she told me about. I did a workshop on Tuesday with some young people.
Yes.
And there was quite a lot of antagonism with two girls in the workshop that I did.
I just wanted to say thank you for your prayers for camps. Like, we had a couple of really, really good weeks. The girls Judy was talking about were like really asking really challenging questions of their leaders the whole week and were pretty anti, but then on the last night they came up to me and said, "Steve, we made a decision and we gave our hearts to Jesus and it just feels so good."
Wow.
So he's real.
On their behalf, there's at least two sweets there. Wow.
That's pretty neat. That's cool.
I know that school hasn't started yet, as is about to, obviously, but any certificates, things to brag about what God has been doing? No? Nothing at all. Yes, yeah.
I don't think I can keep my mouth shut about it. last Sunday, was it there? Yeah. Two Sundays ago, my daughter was coming down to visit us, but I had a text in church. I looked at her. Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, I know about that.
To say that her dog had had an accident and they wouldn't be down. He was at the vets and his eye was smashed open. Looked pretty bad, it could lose the eye. So we prayed after church as we do up the front. So the eye is healed beautifully. So that's job number one that happened in the morning. At the end of the day, about 5:30, they were taking the horse float across the paddock with a wee load in it. And the little dog, another dog, was lying under the wheels and it ran right over his hips. Oh. And he was laying there in agony, and his hips had collapsed right in the pelvis. That's where he is. And so they picked him up, sorry, bundled him up, put him in the car, and a rush trip to the vet again. So meanwhile, we're giving another text to say, "You won't believe it, but this is so bad. He's probably not going to make it." He got to the vets, and the vets said, "His signs are good. His heartbeat is..." We just can't touch him, sedate him and leave him and decide in the morning what to do. And so Ross and I got together and prayed again. The next day that doggy went home with nothing.
Wow.
Nothing.
Wonderful.
The tummy was black with bruising.
Wow.
The hip was squished down. The vet has no explanation and says, "I don't know what to say."
Oh. Don't you love it when that happens? Don't you love it when that happens?
And I prayed that there would be no explanation, but that God had worked in the situation. Yeah. So, yeah, can't get quiet about it.
Wow, that's something to shout about, absolutely. Yeah. And so neat to hear of those two that gave their lives to the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? What say we pray for them right now that what God has started in them will come through to completion. Let's join together. God, we thank you for these two. Lord, we know sometimes the antagonism is stuff on the surface, but thank you, Lord, that you're always at work. And as they were in a position where they were able to hear good news of the gospel, by your Spirit, you worked in them, Lord, and brought them to that place of saying yes. And what a wonderful thing. So we pray for them, Lord, that right now that they'll be encouraged in their heart, And Lord, that you will continue to work in their lives in such a way that they'll grow from strength to strength, from understanding to understanding. Lord, that you'd fill them with your Holy Spirit and give them the resources that they need to function as Christ followers in probably a hostile environment. So bless them, and thank you for all the leaders that contributed to be part of this this camp during this time. We bless you for that, Lord. Thank you.